I'm going to assume you're a dog lover. Is that true?
I am, but my wife's allergic, so I don't have one. I always had one when I was a kid. So this is my outlet here.
So, why dogs? Why work on a cancer vaccine for dogs?
Well, the concept of having a preventative cancer vaccine, one that you would take and then not get cancer, was such a far-out idea that it was very difficult to get people interested in funding such a clinical trial in people. So we turned to dogs first. The clinical trials are far less expensive to do. They are shorter because dogs get cancer more frequently. They do get it at the same rate, but they actually, the time course of cancer is much shorter for a dog than a person. And frankly, people, vets and dog owners were much more willing to give this a try than oncologists and cancer researchers at the NIH.
Why are cancer rates so high for some breeds of dogs?
That's not clear. There's a relationship between just size of the dog and the cancer incidences, but there's more going on than that. In some cases, they've determined that there's a particular genetic propensity in some breeds to have cancer, in fact, particular kinds of cancer. Most of cancer that's discovered in dogs is late stage. They don't have a regular screening technologies like for colon cancer and breast cancer and prostate. And it's also probably because dogs don't complain. They're usually discovered to have cancer because they have some really extreme sort of manifestation of it at a late stage.
There are so many different types of cancer. How might this vaccine work to cure all of them?
So most of the people that are developing vaccines out there right now are looking at the DNA in tumors. And when you look at the DNA, every mutation that a tumor has is personal. So if you sequence the DNA of one person's tumor and the DNA of another person's tumor, or even the same two kind of tumor in two different people, you'll find that they have almost no mutations in common between those two tumors. What we found out is that basically people were looking under the wrong lamppost. If you don't look at the DNA, but you look at the RNA, you find that two tumors that are in two different people, and even of different kinds of tumors, can have common mutations in them. And those common mutations, if you find enough of them, in our case, we're going to have about 30 of them in our vaccine. You'll be able to cover almost any kind of cancer that a dog or a person would develop.
What got you into this line of work?
Well, I'm an inventor, so I just look for areas that are in need of an invention that could have high impact. And what we try to do is invent things in biomedicine that not only are more effective, but also less expensive. Most of the people that get cancer in the world do not live in the developed countries. So this vaccine could be as inexpensive as a typical infectious disease vaccine that people would get.